to a very special announcement here on The Grey Way Show. I am your host, Nathan Davis, joined as always by Eugene Falco.
What's up, man?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
We are here today to tell you about a very exciting thing happening in Chicago at the Chicagoland Pipe Show. I'm not going to try to remember all these shows' real names.
Yeah, a lot of these shows have really long names.
Yeah. as we were discovering, going through some of our past episodes, looking for things to bring today. Mm-hmm. So we have our very own tobacco being released in Chicago for sale to all you lovely folks.
Yeah.
So we've talked about it before. I'm sure this isn't a surprise, but it is the official announcement so that we have content to link to on the back of the tin. So people are hearing this likely in the future because they saw this tin of tobacco and came to hear us talk about it in the past, and that's really weird.
Oh, that's a little too much to wrap your head around.
We just wrapped the art, obviously. By we, I mean Eugene just finished the art.
That is true.
And it features a likeness, which you may recognize.
Mm-hmm. Unless you have face blindness.
Yep, yeah.
Then you won't know who that goat person is. Who's that hillbilly?
And why is he always wearing flannel?
Is this a tin of moonshine?
So Frustica 1800 is real, and we may have made some jokes about it in the past, but there is a legitimate blend being molested by hand by Jeremy, probably in the very near future. It is a small batch tobacco. Please don't hate us.
Micro batch.
Mm-hmm. And the CEO of the company himself plans to mix this blend and prepare it for the tinning process. And so you get to smoke things that went through Jeremy's hands when you put this in your pipe.
Hot.
So Frustica 1800, why is it? What is it? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know any of the W's about it.
Nope. So this all happened because we were at Sutliff and some crazy ideas were thrown around, and I had probably smoked too much Rustica on its own and had a head full of great plans. Mm-hmm. And Jeremy wanted us to know about this flavoring that is the mintiest, craziest flavoring ever to be used. And so we dreamed up a plan to make 50% Rustica tobacco and 50% minty goodness. And then I was told that is probably too much Rustica and maybe we should pull back a little bit on it. But Jeremy was kind enough to agree that for this blend, we could do half Rustica. And it is probably way too expensive of a tobacco now for what you guys are going to be paying for it. But for a one-time thing, I guess he gave me some leverage and let me roll with this.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. This exists because this is another way for him to support the podcasters and the personalities. It's a friendly thing that Sutliff does, and I mention it largely because we should all be supporting a company who takes such good care of us.
Yep.
So this is a way of him supporting us and advertising for us, and it's a way for us to have something really cool on the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The plans aren't solid. It'll be at our tables and or at the Sutliff table. It may be both. It may be one or the other. It all kind of depends on how Chicago looks this year and where our tables are and and how we do this. But you'll find it. It's a bright red tin and features me. So I think it'll stand out amongst the other tins.
Hopefully.
What does it taste like?
Let's start at the beginning of the W's. Who is Frustica 1800?
It is your new best friend that you'll probably want to jar up immediately, because once that tin is opened, it will make everything smell like Frustica 1800.
That's awesome. You love it. Whether or not you think you do or not, you do.
Yeah, you do. You're going to want to jar that up and get it away from your other tobaccos. And while it's your new best friend, it's that new best friend that you want to see occasionally and not every day.
Right. So what is Rustica 1800.
It is equal parts Rustica or Rustica. And we don't mean HH Rustica or some other blend.
Like straight from the bale.
Yeah.
Right.
We were there when it was when the bale was being prepared for making tobacco. Mm-hmm. It is straight up Rustica for 50% of that, which they say has up to 9 times the nicotine content of regular tobacco.
So you should be careful smoking it.
Yes, it is a head full of nicotine.
So you should be careful smoking it. I'm staring right at you.
I know.
Okay.
I'm currently all out of it.
Oh.
So.
Well, there'll be some available in Chicago for you to purchase from our tables.
And and I can buy it from me.
Yep.
That Rustica, when I had it and some of our listeners had the experience of winning some, in our first version of Rustica 1800, it was still the raw leaf uncut. So this blend will in fact feature Rustica cut into ribbons, making it much easier to pack and smoke.
Awesome.
And the other part is an industry secret. It is a frosty, minty, amazing tobacco for the other 50%. Mm-hmm. And you're going to ask more questions.
So I
have to save some of that.
So where is Rustica 1800?
It is currently in Richmond, Virginia, but will soon be, well, while we're recording this, but you'll hear it after. I don't know. Timelines are broken. We have the best
podcast on the planet.
We absolutely do. It will be in Chicago, Illinois.
And if you're listening to this in Chicago,
it's right there.
It's here.
It's next to
you. It's here in Chicago. It's here.
Just look for some jerk and that guy with a beard and you'll find it. Probably in our pipes. No, Eugene's not smoking this.
Okay. And when is Rustica 1800?
It's not, right now.
But if you're in
right
Chicago
now. Is April 12th.
Yep.
April 12th and 13th and 14th.
But if you haven't caught up to the rest of us, it will be there then.
Yep. That is how this works. But yes.
And now, why is Rustica 1800?
Because I wanted a completely unique tobacco that would change your life. And what happens when you smoke Rustica 1800 is that
you go on a spirit quest.
You do. So Rustica on its own is this earthy goodness. It surpasses Virginia's for the hay, earth, lovely tobacco scents and flavors. And it's a weird colored tobacco. It has a lot of different colors in it that are my color palette. They look like everything I wear and carry. Mm-hmm. And what it actually is so strong that at times it numbs your palate. So you get some really great flavors. I don't know why they always pair it with darker tobaccos, because those actually have hidden what I got out of straight Rustica. So I'm like, this is really cool, but it's numbing the palate, and you taste all of those great flavors up front, and then you start to lose them for a little while. So the idea of adding this insanely strong mint tobacco was that opens your palate back up, and it brightens the palate and brightens the tobacco, and it's almost like menthol. So if you enjoy menthol tobacco, mm-hmm. It will scratch that itch while still presenting as a more standard pipe tobacco after. So you have one tobacco trying to kill your taste buds and another one screaming at them to wake up. And it comes together in what I thought would be absolutely horrendous because it was funny and turned out to be quite enjoyable. And why we ended up running with it was meant to be a joke and to maybe be the worst tobacco ever blended, and it turned out that that was wrong. It was actually a wonderful experience that a number of our listeners now have had the joy of testing and actually enjoyed.
Yep. It's like chewing a nicotine patch and a Mentos at the same time.
Yes.
Not really. It's actually good. Buy it.
Yeah.
We need you to buy it.
we need this from you. Please show your support of us so that there is more of this in the future.
Yep.
I will leave that vague hint there.
Yep.
But
that was vague.
I don't know if you should just take our word for it. We can tell you all day how amazing this tobacco is, but instead, let's move over to us telling you how great it is. This episode of The Grey Woody Show is brought to you by Frustica 1800 Tobacco Blend. This is not a tobacco painstakingly developed by a master blender, fondling strands of tobacco strains, teasing the most flavor out of every ingredient available. No. This is a tobacco dreamed up by a madman and enabled by a man who should have known better. Frustica 1800 is the tobacco you smoke when your palate is exhausted, or maybe just bored. If you have smoked enough Latakia that everything tastes like salt, or if Perique just tastes like a barnyard now, and the richest Virginia cannot sate you, look no further than Frustica 1800, the palate restarter. Made from equal parts straight Rustica and minty goodness. The Rustica will actually numb your tongue, but before that happens, you'll get glorious sweet notes, nearly floral at times. Then the mint kicks in, which brightens all of the flavors, reviving those taste buds that you have numbed. After a few bowls of Frustica 1800, you'll taste a whole new experience in all of your old tobacco rotation. Saddle up, though, because it is going to be a ride like never before. Frustica 1800, the heavy hitter with a sweet side.
And there you have it. I found that to be quite informative.
Yeah, very much so.
So we won't keep you for too long because you should be wandering about having fun.
Yep.
In Chicago now or then when it happens.
Yep. And slide on over to one of our tables and pick yourself up some of the greatest tobacco to have ever been blended.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And listen to our show so I can justify all the money that I spent to record it.
Yes, that is how you show your support for us. This helps fund us continuing to be able to do this.
Yep. Okay. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye. Hello and welcome to a special announcement about tobacco on The Grey Woody Show.
Yay.
I'm excited. I'm your usual host, Nathan Davis, and Eugene Falco is here with me as always.
That is true.
I feel like we're doing a special radio spot and I need to whisper.
All right, start over. I would like to have more energy.
Yes.
I'm very low energy.
Very terrible.
Woof. Okay. Go ahead. I was going to clip it out.
Yeah.
Put it on the end, so.